Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we will be examining dating sites, dating apps. Can you meet a healthy person on a dating site? I've had many people ask me that, many clients ask me that, many friends and other people ask me that as well. Is there an ability to do that? And about how long does it take? And is this normal or is that normal? Various questions. So we're going to be talking about that today, answering some of those questions, thinking about it in a healthy way to understand not only the dynamic, but the percentages, the options, and how to really understand what's going on. Because we have to look at a dating site like anything else. We have to look at it logistically. We have to understand the amount of numbers of people that are there. The one good thing about a dating site is that everybody's there to meet somebody, right? At least we know that going into it. So different from walking down the street and you meet someone, you start talking. You don't know if they're interested in meeting somebody. You don't know. You don't know if you're in the grocery store and you see somebody and you start talking to them. You don't know if they're interested in dating. You have no idea, but you know that at least on a site, somebody's interested in somewhat meeting somebody, possibly dating, maybe getting married, maybe just sex. We don't really know that, but we know that they're interested in honestly just meeting somebody. So we got that taken care of, but we need to really think about the logistics. We need to understand the logistics of the dating site and kind of think about what that looks like. And a broad overview that I want to speak about right now is that I find that there's a lot of people out there that are working on themselves. There are a lot of people out there trying to live a more healthy life, trying to understand themselves, learn about themselves, and grow. And it's helping them to overcome past issues. It's allowing them to let go of baggage from previous relationships. Because, you know, one of the things that makes us a healthy person is when we come to grips with the fact that there's luggage or baggage from the previous relationship and we have to let it go. Now, I think most of us realize that the majority of people instead do not do this. They don't work on their luggage and baggage. They don't try to let it go. They might not even know that it even exists. Instead, what happens? Instead, they go from relationship to relationship. They let go of one relationship in the lieu of another. And they take the same issues with them, relationship to relationship to relationship. And so, for example, let's say that someone was in a toxic relationship and there was a lot of water under the bridge and a lot of resentment and a lot of anger and maybe some fear. And none of that was expressed. And then even after the relationship, that person did not seek help either by a coach like myself, a psychologist, a therapist, a minister, did not seek help in being able to process what happened in that relationship. Because when we process what happened in that relationship, we get to the crux of the issue. I was in session earlier today, and one of my clients said, how long do I have to talk about this relationship before I get over it? Or is there a time where I'm just talking and it's not helping me? And it's interesting because what I've found is that when we get through a toxic relationship and we begin to talk it out and process it, it seems like the perfect timing when you realize that you're kind of at the point where you've digested it, you've processed it. I'm not just talking about, oh, they did this, they did that, but seeing the reasons for it and seeing the perfect storm for why you went along with it or continued in the relationship. When we process it, it literally hits a point where you're over it. You're not numb to it. Okay, let me get right with that. You're not numb to it. There's a very big difference between being neutral and seeing it and not having that emotional, you know, distress versus neutrality versus numbness. And so what we want to get to is a point of neutrality where we're not angry still, we're not having any sort of PTSD, we're not having any sort of panic attacks or anxiety. You know, we're not totally super angry or super resentful. We're in a place where we actually can see why things happened. We can understand our part that we played. we can obviously see the part that they played, and we can begin to see that for its truth, for the honest truth. And that's what's so powerful. And once we get there, then we can begin to start analyzing how do we make changes to our own programming? How do we begin to make changes to those programs? And as you know, if you've listened to me over a period of time or watched some of the YouTube videos on my YouTube channel, just go to YouTube and just search up Ashley B-E-R-G-E-S, Ashley B-E-R-G-E-S. And you know that, you know, I feel that programming consists of cluster B is a program. Narcissism is a program. Borderline personality disorder is a program. Codependency is a program. All of these are programs that we can overcome, but we can't overcome it if we don't know that it doesn't exist. We have to analyze it and see it for what it is, and we have to see the role that we play and how we got there. Many of you feel as though, wow, I made a really bonehead choice and I made a big mistake on this relationship. How can I fall for that? How did I stay as long as I did? Well, I want you to start looking at the dynamics of your family dynamic. A lot of times we learn a lot by looking at mom and dad or grandma or grandpa or whoever raised you. You know, a lot of us will look back and see that mom was a certain way, dad was a certain way. I was talking to a client the other day, and she said, you know, I realize that my mom is extremely standoffish. She's very cold and doesn't have a lot of emotion. She said, I also realize that my father is extremely emotional, almost erratically emotional. And I started realizing how that impacts me, and I also started realizing how that impacted the men that I chose to go out with. And I also started realizing the impact of the friends that I chose. And so when we go back to the concept of the dating apps and meeting people, we need to realize that some people have done this investigation and some people haven't. And so we need to be able to filter, and I think that's a really good word, is filter out the folks that just haven't done the work. We got to start filtering out the folks that have not done the work as soon as possible, not falling into trap into a relationship that leads us down the primrose path where we waste time. Now, there's a big difference between learning and wasting time. And I know that can be hard to swallow sometimes because some of you might feel, I was in this horrific, you know, toxic relationship that lasted for 2 years, and I wasted all this time. I wasted 2 years of my life. I'm never going to get it back. But I want you to think about that. You know, some of these times we've wasted. Yes, there's some times where we've known for a long period of time that we need to leave. We've known it. The writing's on the wall. We feel it. We've already told our friends 7, 8, 10, 15 months ago. We talked to people. We got it. But we had to stay in it. But I don't know if that's even wasting time. I think that sometimes we have to learn what we call the hard way. We learn the hard way because those are the lessons that we keep forever. Those are the lessons that we learn. And you have to. It's real life learning. It's on the job learning. You know, our life is a journey. And the on-the-job learning is really the only way that we can do it, right? We can read a textbook. We can learn about reading the DSM. We can learn about all kinds of different things. But it's not until you actually are in it do you actually take that knowledge and make your life better with it. So when we think about that, it's a learning process. And I had a client the other day say, well, you know, it's kind of like it's a scientific experiment, though. And I do. I think that going out and meeting people is kind of scientific. Some people say, oh, I just want to meet somebody. Maybe I just want to date, you know. I want to get to know someone. You know, yeah, it's the same thing. It's just they're not looking at it the same way that I pose the thought process, which is, let's see. Let's see how we connect with this person. Does this person bring out the best in us, the worst in us, or in the middle? Do we understand this person? Do we understand where they come from? Do they understand where they come from? Do we understand where they come from? Do they understand where we come from? Does it make sense? Do we feel comfortable? Or instead, does this person trigger us to be uncomfortable, insecure, feeling that they're going to leave us, abandon us at any moment in time? And that's interesting because these triggers are directly related to internal things that we're dealing with, and this person is externally triggering us. And what? When that happens, it means that the thing that they're externally triggering us with is something that's embedded within us that we have to let go of somehow. And we can figure that out. There's a lot of fears and anxieties that we have, and it doesn't come to fruition until we put ourselves in a place where this can take place. You know, a lot of us, you know, we work in a vacuum. It's like, well, if this happens and that happens, then that'll happen. But we need to really think about it in a larger scale. We need to think about it in a different way. Is that sometimes we have to put ourselves out there to take the stuff that we've learned and put it into practice. You know, think about that. We got to take the stuff that we learn in session. We got to take the stuff that we learn and we got to put it in practice. And the best way to put it in practice is to meet other people and see what happens. See what the interaction is. See what happens from that interaction and garner that information to better understand ourselves. Yes, we're going to learn more about somebody else. But actually, if you really think about it, every relationship we have educates us more on who we are. Every education, every relationship is an education. Everyone, even the best ones, even the worst ones, even the ones that we don't really categorize, they're all very interesting. And so when we get on a dating app, I know that many of you say, gosh, I just don't want to do it, or I'm so overwhelmed. And some of you that have just come out of toxic relationships and we've worked on it. I don't advocate going right into another relationship, but I think several months, you know, 3-4 months after. You know, and I know some of you say, oh, I just don't want to put in the effort. It's so much work. You know, but there's a lot of things in life that are work. I mean, you know, very, very rarely, and I've known a few people that have dated their neighbor and gotten married. Okay, I know some people like that where it was right next door. They didn't have to do anything. The person came over and they just started dating. That's rare. But out of those people, I don't know anybody that's still married, to be honest with you. So it's an interesting dynamic. We have to put ourselves out there, and it takes a little bit of work. We have to put ourselves out there, and it takes us to think about it, not in the way that many of us think about, this is such a drag. I got to do this. This is so overwhelming. Oh, I have to do this. I got to put myself on this dating app. You know what? What about I get to do this? Let's see what happens. And I just want to give you some peace of mind in this show to think about the concepts and this peace of mind in this podcast to understand better what you're dealing with, maybe in a more positive way, in a more mindful way, so that we can understand what we're really doing here and how to really begin to filter. Because many of you have been through a relationship and you know, unpack some of this stuff, and hopefully you've worked to unpack it and understand what all went down and why it happened and what the perfect storm was. You know, if you were dealing with someone that had BPD tendencies and you're codependent, why you stayed in it long enough, you know, what was the triggers, not only your triggers but their triggers, and why it kept going that way. You know, maybe if you're in a relationship and you're codependent with a narcissist, and there's no judgment here. All this is programming. There's not one better than the other. It's not like, oh, well, this person's got this and not that. It's just we have to sit there and analyze that and see it, and we have to be aware of our own self and what we bring to the table. So stay tuned. I'll be talking more about dating apps, how to understand it, how to filter. What about the red flags? How to notice some red flags and be aware. All these things are very important because I want you to go in it in a powerful stance. I want you to feel good. So stay tuned. Stay on the channel. Stay on the podcast. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
When you think bank presidents and jewelry store owners trust ADT to protect their homes and businesses because they feel safe, and you can too. How would you like to monitor your home from fire, floods, and yes, robberies without even being there right from your smartphone? That is peace of mind. You may even save money on your homeowner's insurance just by having an ADT system installed. And there's even a money-back guarantee. How about that? We guarantee 100% satisfaction. You have nothing to risk. Why do do you think people who have so much to protect trust ADT? Because it works. Call right now for a free quote. We'll even give you a free gift for calling. So pick up your phone and call Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider, now.
800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. That's 800-818-0191.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save...
Dr. Joel Wallach, a veterinarian physician and founder of Youngevity, and I want to talk about kidney failure and high blood pressure. Kidney failure and high blood pressure are due to artery disease in the kidneys, not caused by cholesterol, but by eating fried foods and processed meats and oils and glutens. Give up all those bad foods and take the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. Take our program, which we call the Ultimate Daily Classic Tablets. Take three of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight. That'll support healthy blood pressure and healthy blood flow through blocked arteries. And people who have not urinated in 10 years are on dialysis 6 days a week. After 2 weeks, they start urinating again. They drop their dialysis down to 3 days a week. And then after 25 years of being on dialysis because they did not want to have a kidney transplant, they're totally off of dialysis. Their doctors are scratching their head. How can that be? Well, that's because 95-98% of the time when people have kidney issues, guess what? It's really an artery issue. And you'll be amazed. This also helps the arteries in the brain when you have vascular dementia, coronary artery disease, and also in your legs and other places, including the kidneys. It's an amazing thing when you take...
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
You would have to stake out a place for a very long time, for hours and hours on end, to meet as many people as you can meet on a dating site. Now, I'm not advocating dating sites over organic meeting. I'm not doing that. I think an organic meeting is way better if you can do it. But most of us work jobs that we're working from home. Many of us might work in a work environment where everybody seems to be married. You know, some of us live in areas where there's just not a lot of people, a lot of things going on. So that's really challenging. So in that respect, the having the option of meeting people on a dating app is good. Now, the next thing, though, is that there's a large percentage of people that have done some of the work on themselves, meaning they've understood why they've done what they've done. They begin to understand the toxic relationships and why they were toxic and what they brought to the table as well. Because it's not just a one-sided toxic relationship, right? Otherwise, we wouldn't be in it. You know, if there's a toxic relationship and we're healthy, we see our way out of it, right? But we don't stay there and continue to be triggered and deal with all this. We actually work through it. So, two sides, you know, two people involved, two people to tango. So we actually see the part we played, and then we're working to overcome the part that we played. Now, there's a lot of people out there on these sites that have not done that, And so that is a group of people that we will need to filter out, right? So we'll need to be aware of people that the red flags, of people that are still angry about their ex or haven't dealt with their anger and pain. We'll have to be aware of the folks that, you know, haven't dealt with their past. We'll have to be ready for people that haven't dealt maybe with their own programming. So we need to be aware of red flags, and we need to be able to see that and not just want to get into a relationship no matter what. We want to be aware of these red flags. And I don't want to scare you. I'm not trying to create fear in you. I'm just saying that we want to be aware of red flags. Like if somebody has certain signs, if there's certain signs, you know, ghosting is a sign. Like when you're talking to somebody on a dating app and all of a sudden they go away. You know, and a lot of times that can be bigger, better deal. They met somebody else on the app. Sometimes that can lead, that can be a sign of ghosting, you know. A lot of people ghost because it's easier, you know, or their fear. But I also believe that we have to take the chance in meeting people as much as possible away from just interacting on an app. And I also feel like we have to be able to communicate. First off, you know, you can message back and forth on that app, but then eventually it needs to go into an actual phone call, and then eventually it needs to go into an actual physical meeting. Because I think there's a lot to learn, and I think it's not just, oh my gosh, is this going to be the one, or is this going to be another waste of time? We can kind of flip the script around and begin to learn a little bit more about ourselves in the process. We can flip the script around and begin to learn a little bit more about where we stand and who we are. And so it's almost like a job interview to some degree, you know, not like obviously that, you know, kind of staunchy, but what I'm saying is that you can actually kind of understand where they're coming from and then see, how do I feel about that? Am I triggered by any of that? You know, do I feel comfortable around this person? Do I feel confident around this person? Do I feel insecure around this person? All interesting things to think about, and these are things that we need to look at to understand what we want to do and how to proceed. So stay tuned. I have more coming up. Don't change the channel. Don't turn off the podcast. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back again. I'll be back this time in two shapes.
A cause need? It needs supporters. What else does a cause need? It needs a plan. But what else does a cause need? It needs action. It needs awareness. It needs a creative spark. Wouldn't it be great to find all these aspects in one place? Have you checked out Art for Your Cause? Art for Your Cause is the one place you can do all this, create and ignite the spark. Go to artforyourcause.com/Ashley. That's artforyourcause.com/Ashley.
Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other connection habits by downloading the Connection app for couples. To find out more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing connection.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky vowed his country would not stop fighting until all Russian forces are expelled. The Ukrainian military claimed to push back on 11 attacks in the Donetsk and Luhansk regions and destroyed 8 tanks as well as other Russian combat vehicles. The Kremlin has cut off Finland from gas it exported to the Nordic country. The move comes after Helsinki refused to pay Russian energy giant Gazprom in rubles and after Finland announced it wanted to join NATO. The break is easier for Finland compared to other European nations. Russian imports of natural gas accounts for some 5% of Finland's total energy consumption. Former President Trump paid the $110,000 in fines he piled up after being held in contempt for being slow to respond to a subpoena from New York's Attorney General. He still needs to file the paperwork to lift the contempt order. Wall Street closed down for the week. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we've been talking about dating, dating apps, finding someone that's healthy. How easy, how difficult is it to find someone who's healthy on a dating app? And I've been asked that question numerous times, and I find that the biggest thing that these apps have going for them is the sheer numbers of people who are on them. And that is one of the biggest things that they have going for them, because there's a lot of people. And so you can choose. And it makes it a lot easier where people are kind of all in one area wanting pretty much the same thing. Now, there's going to be some red flags there where somebody's only interested in sex, not into a relationship. If you're into a relationship or wanting to get married or wanting, you know, a long-term relationship, there's going to be some hurdles there. But at the same time, you're going to be in a space that other people are wanting to meet people and open for having a relationship. You know, right before the break, I was talking about working to filter out certain situations. You know, looking at the the red flags and filtering out things that just don't go along with your values or how you want to live your life. And it's interesting because I find that this is an experiment. A lot of people find dating, especially if they've been through a relationship or previously divorced or been through a long-term relationship that has ended, it can feel overwhelming to some of us where we say, oh gosh, I got to do this again. I got to go back down this road again. I got to put in all this time and effort. I just don't want to do this. But really think about it, because we have the opportunity, instead of I got to or I have to, we have the opportunity of meeting some other people and seeing where we go from there. And I think that it's interesting, you know, overall, you know, about these apps, because it's definitely different from meeting people in real life as far as not digitally, you know, coming across somebody or being introduced by a friend. But again, you know, some people say, well, I'd rather be introduced by a friend, but that's a friend's endorsement. And that friend's endorsement is only as good as that friend and what they think about the other person. They might not know enough about you to really understand or think about it. They might not know enough about you to really make the right decision. Or they might only have a limited amount of information about that person or think they really know that person and they don't really know that person. I mean, sometimes, you know, we can know people very well, been around them for a long period of time, but even then, you know, if we're not living with them, we probably don't know all the ins and outs. You know, a few tips that I want to provide, you know, when you're picking, you're about to go on a dating app, think about the dating app. You know, which one do you want to pick? Look at all your options. Think about them. You know, which one makes more sense? You know, maybe if you feel like getting on two different apps, but, you know, going and investigating, doing some research. You know, I'm not going to endorse a particular dating app in this podcast/radio show, but at the same time, I do want you to begin to do your due diligence. What speaks to you? You know, is it Christian Mingle? Is it Match.com? Is it Bumble? What is it that speaks to you more when it comes to a dating app? And these are things to really think about, the value of those things and what makes sense. You know, another thing that I want you to think about as well is, you know, when you're writing up that entry, when you're writing up that bio, when you're putting it out there, you know, when you're putting out your information, I know that there's a lot of questions that are asked, you know, about pets, about children, about religion, about smoking, about drinking, about all those things. You know, it's about being honest to a degree about those things, because I really think, you know, if you sit there and put that, you know, you don't drink and you really do drink, is that really good? Because you're going to find people around you, there's going to be people that are matched to you that probably don't drink, and that's going to change the lifestyle a little bit. What about if you really do want children? I think you got to put it out there. If you really don't want children, the last thing we want to do is be in a relationship where we're at odds with what we want. And that can be really challenging, because there might be, you know, things about that person that you really like, or, you know, vice versa. But if there's a big thing like the children or the getting married, like I don't want to get married, or I want to get married, or I want to have children, and you're not honest about that, that's going to lead us down that primrose path, and we're going to be spending time with someone that wants things different from us. So we really want to put it out there, because some of these are deal breakers, right? Some of these things are deal breakers. Some of them not so much, but some of them are. And if you're a pet person and you love your dog, put it out there. You know, if you're a cat person, put it out there. You know, these are things that we want to think about, because if your dog or cat is a big part of your life, you don't want to be in a relationship with somebody who doesn't like that or can't handle that or doesn't want to be around that, because that's antithetical to your values. You, for example, if you have children, make sure you put that out there, because you're going to need to be with somebody that accepts the facts that you already have children from a previous relationship. These are important things. So being comfortable enough to put out your truth is important, because if we don't, we're not going to find the person that relates to us. We're not going to find the person that connects with us, and that's going to be a problem. And we might connect with other people, but we might be wasting each other's times, because those big things could be deal breakers that could break up the relationship ultimately. Another thing that I work with some of my clients on, and besides that, the bio and the preferences and that sort of thing, is the pictures, the photos that you want to put out there, and really thinking about it. I mean, the photos, you know, first and foremost, I think everybody realizes it needs to be a recent photo. It's got to be recent. And multiple recent photos, you know, and then we need to think about what shows off who we are. Like, for example, you don't want to do something that's antithetical. If you are a health person who's very health conscious, you're at the gym, you work, you're not going out to the bars a lot, rarely go out, don't post four pictures of you out at the bar or the club. That doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense. You know, post pictures that show more about your lifestyle, not about what you're trying to get at or what you think other people want to see. Post about your lifestyle so people get a better understanding of kind of the way you live your life. Now, if you are at the bars and you love going out to the clubs and you love hanging out with your friends, then that so be it, but post that way. You know, post in a way that's more open. That's more of an open book instead of hiding your lifestyle, because you're going to find someone ultimately that can connect with you on whatever level. You know, we need to think about those types of things because these are important factors. These are important factors. You know, we also need to make the profile interesting. So with your profile, it needs to be interesting. It needs to be about you. What's different about you? What makes you unique? What's distinctive about you? You know, it's about being interesting. And I think everybody on this planet to some degree is pretty interesting. Just what makes you interesting? You know, what really sets you apart? And I've said this before and I'll say it again. You know, we all have that one thing that we do better than everybody else. You know, that one thing that we do better than anyone else. And we have that one thing that we do that really sets us apart. It sets us apart from everybody else on the planet. And so, you know, think about that. It's not about, you know, an ego stroke, or let me talk about it from a narcissistic point of view, but it's putting it out there, because what happens here is certain people are going to see the value in that, and certain people are going to resonate with that, and certain people are not. They're just not. And so why not filter? That's our word for the day. Why not filter out folks by using that type of reality so that they get to know you and decide, is that what I really want to be around or is it not? And that can actually help out quite a bit. I also feel like we need to change our mindset. I think that many of us, you know, feel sometimes like, hey, I got out of this relationship, you know, I've been working on myself, I'm worried, am I ever going to find someone? You know, some of you might be feeling like this is just challenging and overwhelming. Some of you are just, I don't want to do this, this doesn't interest me, I'm scared, what if this doesn't work, what if it doesn't work out for me? I mean, all these things that we have to think about. And I think if we're going into anything, doesn't matter if it's dating or anything, if we go into something kind of with that negative spin on it, well, this isn't going to work, and it's a waste of time, it really is going to be exactly that. I mean, think about it. How often do you have a negative thought process about something and it turns out kind of negative? How many times do you have more of a neutral thought process about something and it kind of turns out neutral? And then how many times do you have a real positive mindset on something and it turns out well, or it turns out better than you thought? And I really think we need to look at the mindset around dating. What is our mindset around dating? What is our mindset around meeting people? And I think that's where we really need to think about it. That's where we need to really think, you know, where is my mindset? How is that working for me? Am I open-minded? Am I being able to see things clearly? Or am I coloring things with a negativity or a fear? You know, and also, you know, if you're being triggered by anything as you're putting together your profile and you're getting this stuff together and you're working on it, are you being triggered by anything? Is there any fear? Is there any anxiety? Where is it coming from? Can you pinpoint some of that stuff? Can you pinpoint where that stuff is coming from? Because that can be very helpful for us to understand better where your mindset is and what's causing that fear and what we can do to override that. Very important. You know, I also feel too that you know, it's interesting. It's like, I feel like when we're on these sites, you know, we can kind of start to get to know someone. I think it's important to have those, you know, exchanges and those meetings when you're online and meeting someone. But I think eventually there comes a time where you need to meet somebody face to face. I don't think you want to wait too long to meet somebody from the site in real life. I think that a lot of people have tendencies of overly talking as far as text messaging and that sort of thing online, asking lots and lots and lots of questions and not ever meeting the person in person. And I feel like we need to go from the digital age to the you know, real life age quicker than many people do. I don't think you want to wait more than 2 weeks to make that happen. I think it needs to be made in a week's time. Once you make a connection and you're interested, let's set up a date and go out, meet out, do something like that. Because I feel like the longer we wait, the more we're going to find problems. The more we're going to be looking around at other people on the site. And I find, too, that sometimes people ask so many questions in the very beginning, it's overwhelming. And I feel like the human connection in real life is very important to understand where somebody's coming from, to be able to catch those nuances, definitely to catch the things that you like, but also to catch some of those red flags that you might not see on texting or messaging. I mean, you know, texting and messaging can only get us so far, and these are things that we really need to think about and understand. You know, a big thing, too, that I think that a lot of us are not doing is just having fun, is just being able to see it as an opportunity and an investigative process to understanding ourselves and putting ourselves in a different light. Like I was saying earlier in the show and the podcast, is that, you know, many of us, you know, it's like we don't realize some of our triggers or some of the things we need to work on, or even some of the great things about us. We don't realize it until we interact with somebody else. We don't realize the value of that until we're interacting and connecting with other people. We might not see that trigger until somebody actually says something or does something that triggers us, because we can work all day long on ourselves, but it's not until we integrate that with interaction that we really see all the great things that we've created and accomplished, all the baggage and luggage that we've let go of, as well as the other side of the coin. So these are things to really think about. You know, and putting your best foot forward as far as thinking, we can find our value. And I think that's a really big thing when you're creating your profile, is seeing that value within you, finding what does that value look like, understanding that. And if you haven't really known what your value is, this can be a very challenging thing. You know, if you looking at that and seeing that can be very powerful, creating that as well. And so thinking about that, what's the filter? And when we look at the red flags, once you finally meet somebody, it's really easy. It's a lot easier to understand a situation, to understand somebody. You can see their body language. You can connect with them. And, you know, one of the biggest pieces of information I want to give is, just because a date doesn't work or there's a lot of red flags, you know, some people say, well, gosh, you know, I think I met another narcissist. Here we go again, another narcissist. I mean, if there's a narcissist in the room, they're going to come my way. And, you know, I understand that that can be maybe challenging or overwhelming after a while, but again, you're learning what you will not accept in your life. You're learning what you will and won't accept in your life, and that's some powerful stuff. So you're already ahead of the game already. You've already gotten that far ahead. So even if the date is a bust, or you go out a couple times and you realize, hey, there's a lot of red flags here. I'm feeling this. I'm feeling that. There's a couple of comments made. I asked some questions to try to understand that. It just didn't feel right to me, or I felt like it was antithetical to my values. I really need to think about this. This is the stuff that we need to think about, because we don't want to settle. The last thing we want to do in our life is settle for something that's not going to work in our life. We don't want to settle. And in order to not settle, we got to be aware of what's happening. We got to understand the situation clearly. We got to move forward with that situation. We got to understand the interactions between people. And we also need to say, what is it that I want to deal with? What is it that I'm willing to deal with? And looking at, you know, some of your past relationships, because we all learn from our past relationships. We can't grow unless we go all the way back to the past relationship that we had with our dynamic of the people that raised us, right? So looking at those past relationships and understanding, okay, yeah, I remember the things that, you know, upset me about them, or some of the toxic sides of them, or some of the things that didn't work. But I'm also realizing how, you know, my programming has a tendency of either acquiescing or giving too much, or that fear of abandonment that clicks in my program that makes me do these things that I don't want to do. And I have to be aware of that programming and understand that to be able to stop that in its tracks. So stay tuned. More comments and thoughts of wisdom when it comes to the dating apps, and maybe some more tips and tricks for you to make things a little more smooth. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. You know, I'll be back this time.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we've been talking about dating sites, dating apps, being able to figure out what to do, how to overcome any stress or anxiety we have about putting ourselves out there. And I know that many of you that are listening to this particular radio show slash podcast, you know, there's some fear there, you know, because we're going back in the dating community. We're trying it out again. We want to make sure that we see all the red flags. We don't want to, you know, overlook the red flags. We want to see it for what it is. We want to act accordingly. We want to be true to our values. We want to stay true to our values, how we think about things, how we feel about things. We don't want to just acquiesce or give in because we want somebody in our life. We don't want to settle. And I want you to really think about this, doing research on what app seems to connect best with you. You know, after you do your research, what app seems to connect best with you or what connect best with your sense and sensibility? Are there multiple apps? Also, don't eliminate organically meeting people. I think that that's very important. So whether, you know, you're meeting people at work or if you're going out with some friends, you know, or what have you, you know, allowing that piece to be in there as well. Also, I advocate that if you're going strict dating sites, you know, make sure that you quickly get to an actual physical meeting. Moving forward with an actual physical meeting, getting to know people in a safe environment, you know, safely, as soon as possible. Because I think that the more interactions we have interacting person to person is so much more interesting and rewarding, but it also helps us get to the nitty-gritty the nitty-gritty a little faster, and I think that's always extremely important. So thinking about that, you know, and last but not least, it's like, you know, when we put ourselves out there, let's try to have some fun with it. Let's try to, you know, let's try to lighten it up. Let's try to see it in a light that's more of entertainment, excitement, getting to know people, opportunity. And remember, ultimately, when we meet other people, it's an opportunity to, for us to meet ourselves. And this can be very helpful in your life, because the more and more you meet other people, the better you feel, the more you understand, the more you understand about yourself, the more you understand how you tick and what you, how you feel and how you interpret things. And, you know, those types of things are very powerful. And, you know, and some other thoughts too about, you know, creating that profile on those sites is, you know, being, having, you know, some whimsy, having some whimsical, being whimsical, having some, you know, if you're funny and you're comedic, let that out, you know, in your pictures, you know, be truthful in your pictures. You know, do the, you know, list the things that you actually like to do, not just that you think you're going to meet people through, but actually the things you like to do. And last but not least, I want you to think about this. If you have hobbies and things that you like to do, go out and do them now. Go and find groups of people that are doing it now. Go. It doesn't mean you might be dating somebody from it, but you might make some friends that have some similar hobbies and things that they like that are similar to you, and you have more in common. You could end up dating somebody. You could end up marrying somebody from it. But the point is putting yourself out there in places you want to be, doing things that you want to do. That's key. And you don't have to wait for anybody else to do that. You can do that right now. And try to be aware of those self-sabotaging choices and behaviors that you have to keep yourself away from meeting people. Start being aware of some of the programming and the self-sabotaging programming that gets in the way. The self-talk, the negative self-talk. I'm never going to meet anybody. It's never going to happen for me. I'm overwhelmed. It's never going to happen. This is too much. This is too stressful. Be aware of all those thoughts that you're having, because those thoughts become things. Those thoughts end up either helping or tarnishing whatever we're working towards. And so, very powerful. We got to begin with our mindset. Don't forget, check out the YouTube channel. You can go to YouTube and look at Ashley Burgess. Just check, search Ashley Burgess, and you'll find our latest videos. We put out videos every week. Also, check out the website, ashleyburgess.com, and you can find me and the team on social media, whether it's Instagram or Facebook or LinkedIn or what have you. We're there as well. So if you have any ideas for shows, don't hesitate to go to the website and click on that contact page and send us an idea. We're always interested in your ideas and definitely want to make more content surrounding the things that matter to you. I hope this show has helped you. For anybody out there that's looking to start dating again or putting themselves out there, if you have a friend or family member that's going to do that, share the show with them. Maybe they can get some information and insight to help them feel better and more confident going into trying love out and finding somebody that will work in their life and that works well and that they find love and can connect with. Because that's what it's about, right? It's about finding connection and people that understand and connect with you and you connecting with them, but ultimately learning about ourselves. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Well, you know, I'll be back this time. I'll be back this time in three shakes.
It is something different to experience with friends, family, or coworkers. How about the world of whiskey? Jeff Borker here from the Classic Dram. And we know whiskey can be a bit intimidating at first. But with the right guidance, it's a blast to explore. Let us put together an expert-certified whiskey event for your group. And we don't even have to be in the same room to do it. Regardless of your whiskey experience, we can organize and lead your group through a virtual whiskey tasting right in our very own Zoom online speakeasy. Now, these events are great for birthdays, anniversaries, or corporate get-togethers, or just celebrating time with friends. Now, a number of packages are available, and we can customize the experience just for you. Visit us today at theclassicdram.com, or shoot us an email at info@theclassicdram.com. Let 2022 mark the start of your personal whiskey journey, and remember, come for the spirits and stay for the experience. Cheers, all.